Let's bow our heads as we commit the sharing to the Lord. Amen. Truly, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for thou art so wonderful and so great. Thy love and thy mercy for us is ever flowing, O God. And we are so blessed and honored, Lord, to be called a child of God. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful morning, O God, where we can gather together. Father, I pray, Lord, that thou wilt take over, Lord, in the sharing, O God, and bring forth your word, O God, for the edification of my brethren. I thank you, Lord, and commit, Lord, myself unto you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated, brothers and sisters. This morning, I would like to touch on the title of my sharing on remembrance. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46. The book of Isaiah, chapter 46, reading from verse 8 to 10. Remember this and show yourselves, men, bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. Truly our God is always telling the children of Israel and telling each and every one of us to remember what he has done, all the counsel in his word and everything that he has actually taught and repeatedly telling us again. Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17. For this cause I have sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways. The Apostle Paul also told the Church of Corinthians that Timothy will bring to all their remembrance all that he has taught. Truly, brothers and sisters, putting you always in remembrance is a very important role for us, because this is exactly what the Lord has given us. The Lord has given us victory over darkness. The Christian life cannot be a Christian life whereby we are at the mercy of the devil, a mercy of things affecting us, and we can never express the joy of the Lord to give God the glory. He has given us His Holy Spirit in us to teach us how to be in Christ and let Christ manifest the power of God in us for God's glory. The purpose of us on this earth, each and every one of us, to be a light unto this world is to show them that our God is true. And He is real, and His power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So, in order for us to understand this, let us turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. I'd like to bring all of us to what Deuteronomy chapter 8, reading from verse 2 to 14. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord that men live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart, that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water and fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive and honey, a land therein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. So beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Amen. So truly, this morning, I would really want to touch on the importance of our Christian walk, how our Heavenly Father is always pruning us and trying to chasten us so that we can be perfected to be like Christ. How is this possible? It's possible because God promised it. God did not start with us thinking that we are already there, but he started with us because we are a nobody, right? There are so much weakness in us, so much things that we can never be counted worthy for the love of God, for him to have chosen us. But for God to identify you and put the Lord Jesus Christ in you and to call you his child, his intent is to build up your understanding so that you know in your Christian walk, God is going to manifest his our life to be like our Lord Jesus Christ so that he can get the glory. That's the key. So for us, as a child of God, he even called us to be his friend. And the things that we do, he justified for us. And he bring us into the church of God, into his body, for the same purpose of helping one another within the family of God, within the church of God, so that as fellow disciples of Christ, we can help one another move forward for the glory of God. We are citizens of the kingdom of God, and God gave us his Holy Spirit. It is not given without the promises and the power of God. It is given with the ability, right, for us to exercise it. Then what is the problem with us? As believers, we cannot end up being a believer that is driven by our own flesh, driven by our own emotion, a believer that is not able to walk in the Spirit of God and walk in the Spirit of Christ. This is something that we must know. We are called to be the salt on and the light of the earth, and we are supposed to bear the fruit of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ in our life. So it is important that we know our position and this journey that God is perfecting us. Look at the 40 years that the children of Israel is going through, right? Their feet don't even swell, right? This is how far God has looked into each and every one of our lives. It doesn't matter what kind of suffering, pain, depression, hurt, sorrow, things that is, the devil is always trying to bring it back to your memory and hold on to you to destroy the joy of the Lord in you. Don't let the devil win in this battle that we are fighting. Why? Because God has said it, and we must know as a child of God how we can actually walk with the Lord and how to watch and guard and pray so that we can be always aware of the warfare that we are fighting. So, indeed, when we are
When we look at the Old Testament and we look at how all the trials in terms of the battle, the wars, and within themselves, God is pruning the children of Israel through the wilderness, we can see that God is dealing with them and teaching them that I want to humble you. Right? It is my intent to let you go through all this trial. The purpose is to humble you and to prove you. So God has given us that promise and that assurance, okay, that we are going to bear the life of Christ. It is going to be, He has given us His promises, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has given us the full redemption. The life of the Holy Spirit is given to you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. So each and everyone has it. But then, what can the devil do? Like I shared last week, the devil cannot take away your truth, but the devil can deceive you by giving you lies, right? And make you believe that you're not worthy to be a child of God. Make you feel, bring back your memories of the things that you have, that hurt you, right? And tell you to take away the joy of the Lord in our battle, in our walk, when we stand before God. You got to remember this. If we look at a human being from the perspective of men, there are many things we will fail, right? And there are many faults to be found when we look at a man. But when we come to the Word of God, when we come to the house of God, we look towards God. You got to connect with God and know that we are here because we want to obey God. And this obedience that you have when you read the Word of God and when you apply the Word of God in you, it will show you that if our Lord Jesus has been so merciful and grace to give us and help us, even when we fail Him, when we hurt Him the most, correct? And every time when we confess our faults to Him, when the blood is covered us, it is a fresh start. Remember what the Lord says? He says, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother? Okay? It's not seven times, it's 70 times seven times. Okay? And it is to the extent of we have to help our brethren walk in this walk and move forward for God. So, within the family of God, when we understand our role and we are fighting this warfare, it gives us the importance of why when the Apostle Paul, when he talks to the brethren in Corinthians, right? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. The fact that we must know is when we fight the battle, we fight from the positions of the Holy Spirit in us. Greater is He that is in you than he that is of the world. But the moment, right, we are distracted, we are torn, and the moment we take our eyes off from the faith in God and the power of God, that's where we will fall. That's why the scripture always says that the importance of renewing the mind. The warfare is in the mind, right? And the warfare is always in your experience, your encounter, how your mind is receiving the battle. When we are a child of God, every day, every moment that we have when we walk with the Lord, don't underestimate the warfare that is a reality. Don't walk about thinking that when the Lord warned us, correct, that Satan desired, He told Peter, right, Satan desired to have you, right, but I prayed for you. Look what happened to Peter. The Lord even told him, before the crow tries, correct, you will deny me. But what happened? Peter is so sure of himself, correct, and Peter just forgot until he denied Christ the third time. And the Lord turned and looked at him. So This is the kind of the mind that we have in this physical body that we have. It is always a challenge. We tend to forget things, or we tend to remember the wrong things that we should not remember. We should be recalling what the Word of God is teaching us. The bread of life is in Christ, correct? Every word that He says, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I've spoken unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So for us, as a child of God, then what must we do? If we cannot even remember things, then we better write it down and read it and try to memorize it, correct? So this is what we are saying, that it is important for us to always bring to remembrance and know our role. What are we supposed to do? Spiritually, we have to be alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our identity and our position must be from the position of God is in us and God is using us to live a life for His glory. And it's as simple as, is your life reaching out, testifying to the people of this world that God is real and the salvation that He has is actually for each and every one of them. So the purpose of God wanting us to manifest His life in us is to be a light and a witness to show to the world that whatever trials and testing they have, they don't have a God. That's why they are in such a state. And looking at the kind of news that we receive, the kind of challenges that we see, the world is getting more and more wicked, and the kind of social media, the kind of false influence by all this the accessibility to social medias and the news, it is destroying even down to the primary schools and the secondary schools. The adolescents, correct, is being brainwashed, right, to think that the boys that or the girls is actually hitting them, and they even go to the extent to kill. That's the power of the evil spirit influencing the mind. Right? So for us, we got to know the Word of God and know our identity in Him, so that we must be conscious of this warfare. Don't underestimate what the devil can do to destroy you. Right? For us, do you know, do you see where, who you are and who you really are? Let me quote you a few the few things which God promised us from His Word, that we as a child of God, okay, in Romans 5:1, right, the Lord says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If it is God that justifies us, no one else, correct, can say that we are not worthy of this faith and this life that we have. Okay? And the Lord is so patient with us that He is willing to let us learn and learn to stand. It's just like a child learning to walk. He has to fall, right? Then he realizes that that's not the way, right? And he must know his balances. And God is teaching us as a child of God how we should walk with Him and to be attuned to Him in our prayer daily, right? So that we can be continuously in the presence of God. The other point is, it is God, in Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Truly, if we are in the Spirit of God, no one is able to condemn us, because it is God that is manifesting Himself. Right? But the moment we let our mind go back to our flesh, and we try to walk in our fleshly desires, our fleshly thoughts, and our fleshly inclination, rather than listening to the Spirit of God, then we are fighting a losing battle. That's why, don't end up in a state where a child of God is not joyful in the Lord. He is holding on to a hurt, holding on to something which he cannot forgive. Right? This is something which the devil wants to deceive you and to make you keep on falling back to your old hurts and pain. Right? So, you as a child of God, your the power that God has given you is that victory which He promised you. Right? We take a look at chapter 6 of Romans, verse 1 to 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. So this is what God is telling you, that when we are alive in Christ, you have that wonderful promise, and we have to overcome and destroy the flesh that is always come to creep back at you and steal away the Spirit of God, the presence of God from your Christian walk, from your relationship with Him. It is indeed something which we must always bring to remembrance and know our position. As believers, we are even called saints, right? How our life should be like our Lord Jesus Christ, always trying to fulfill the will of the Father, to be righteous, to be holy like Him. Correct? So the kind of maturity that we have as we grow in the Lord, when we reflect, if the Lord Jesus Christ had set the example and even all the way to the cross of Calvary to show it can be done. Correct? It's the same promise that He has given us, that we are able to have our Lord in us to be like Him. What did He say? He says that when you are a Christian, it doesn't mean that your life will be a bed of roses. Remember, He says, I bring a sword to the family. Correct? Within the family. Why? Because when God shines His light in us, the unbelievers can never accept the truth that is shining very brightly. So the first thing that if you have a family that is not Christian, they will all go against you. And that's the truth. Why? Because they can never appreciate the presence of God in them, and they just can't accept it, and they will attack you. That's why when the Lord saves us, that experience and that spirit that He gives to us, nothing can take it away from us. Right? And that the faith that we have, God always brings us back to remember His love and His grace. So, brothers and sisters, we treasure all this. But while we are in this journey, you know, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. You know, what is the difference between now and the future when the Lord comes and take us back? The only difference is the same promise that God gave us. Now is our role to live that life in this present world. But when Christ comes, correct, and the millennium starts, Satan is all bound up. Correct? So while we are still here, the enemy is still around. Correct? So we must be on guard and be aware so that we don't lower our guard, that even our joy of the Lord, our time for God, is taken away from the things of this world. So the devil will always hit you from your lifestyle, or confuse you that Christianity cannot be so much pain and suffering if it's a prosperity gospel, right? You should be rich, you should be blessed. So the devil can only distort the truth that we have by flooding us with the kind of imagination, or the kind of the mind is thrown into a state of frustration, jealousy, hate, or unhappiness. Why? Because how come that brother is always more blessed than me? You know what I mean? Right? What can the devil do? The devil can only flood you with the thoughts of comparison, right? Destroying your relationship among the brethren, right? Destroying your opportunity to help one another move along for the glory of God. So the discipleship that we have is for us to help one another to carry the cross and set the example to help a brother along. Why does the Bible keep saying us that when you build your personal relationship with God, don't just do it with God alone. You have a responsibility with the family of God, with the church of God. If you are sincere, right, and if you know that you are serving God, then it is God's church. It is God who is the head of the family that we must honor. So the opportunity, the new heart and the new spirit that God gave us, the new life, is for us to continuously renew. And when we are able to understand this, then we know that how can we be strong and be rooted, right, in the Word of God, that our position, that Satan cannot take it away from us, right? God told us that you are a child of God, rooted in Him, and He's the one that is the author and the finisher. You will be able to make it. But for us, correct? When we are living this life daily, when we step out of the home or wake up from bed, correct? Every moment Satan is getting an opportunity to destroy you or to distract you through temptations, through lust, or to things that will steal you away from the presence of God. So when we are aware, right, that we must become the spiritual man that God wants us to be. The Spirit of God gave us liberty, freedom, right? And we must distinguish between the natural man, the fleshy person, versus the Word of God teaching us that we ought to have that love for the brethren, even to the extent to die for the brethren. Remember the last week I was sharing in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. We can go there and take a look at that verse again. When the Apostle John, right, was talking about how we can fight this warfare, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Brothers and sisters, this is the kind of love that God is telling each and everyone to have. And this is the kind of love that Satan hates. He will lose the battle, right? To be able to forgive one another, to be able to manifest the love of God, to help one another along. Why? Because if our Lord can do it for us, what is it for us? We can do it for our own brothers and sisters. Amen? Praise God. So this is something that we must know. The spiritual man which the Lord wants us to be is to really put the devil to shame. Because if God can, remember the Lord's Prayer, correct? Our Father who art in heaven, within the Lord's Prayer, you got to forgive, right? If you cannot, how can you ask God to forgive you when you cannot even forgive your brother, which you can see, correct? So the position and the mind when it is fighting a struggle, right? The Lord's Prayer is there to even guide you in your approach. You must recognize your Heavenly Father, correct? He is the Almighty God, right? When He comes in, nothing will stand in the way, correct? We all keep looking at our own effort, our own eyes. We must learn to completely have the faith to believe in God and let God take over, correct? And we must honor God with our life. Hallowed be Thy name, right? Give God the honor. And from there, correct? We actually learn to move into, you see, when we are fighting a struggle, a stage where your mind is not yourself, read the Lord's Prayer and meditate on it. The Word of God, when you read it aloud, when you meditate on it, it becomes a shield. And Satan hates it when you speak the Word of God, right? And when you claim the promises of God, the Spirit of God will take over. And that is how you bring yourself out from your own struggle, within your own hurts and pain, to let God take over. That is the way you should pray and approach God and let the Spirit of God connect with you and let Him take over. So this is a kind of relationship. The Bible is not a regimental book. It's not rules and regulation. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. You know, you must wake up at 5 o'clock and pray, right? You cannot sleep until... You know, there's no such thing, okay? It's a relationship, right? So, the true spiritual man that we have is that the life that God put in us and the joy of serving Him, you can see that it comes in the form of the manifestation of the love of God. And you see the fruit of the Spirit manifesting. There'll be joy, love, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Now, the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, when it is in us and it manifests itself, it will trigger you to see that ability to discern that a brother or a sister might be in need. You know, you can tell. Recently, my wife and I were on course in this music foundation, and we can see this learner that she is actually having some relationship issue. And the moment when she looks at our side, she'll be very angry, right? And then the other group, she'll be okay. So the mental state of a person will manifest in the face and the behavior, the emotion, correct? Why? Because that is the kind of the spirit attack. So when we say a child with autism, okay, and or dyslexia or ADHD, these are the challenges that the child is facing because his senses is elevated, right? And certain things like loud sound will give the child a lot of pain in the mind, okay? So this is the kind of warfare that we need to be victorious over. If we are a child of God, this kind of things that attack us and hit us cannot be victorious against us when we have the Holy Spirit in us and the Word of God in us to counteract it. So the ability to be able to have the discerning of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in us to help us to help one another move along. Okay. Now, at different stage of your Christian growth, you will start to learn and God will teach you how to tell what is something that is what I call, if it is a bad habit and it is laziness that I have, or it is my stubbornness that I refuse to change, or it is my carelessness or what we call crudeness or irresponsible behavior, right, that I have, that I refuse to behave myself and walk right with God, right? It is the same thing for every child, for every Christian when he is walking with the Lord. What I just shared about all those behaviors is with reference to myself, right? Because when I was not a Christian, right, I know that I have that kind of behavior. And when I don't put God and the Word of God into my life, these are the kind of excuses that I can give, right? It's either I'm too busy, right, too tired, or I'm not interested, or I'm irresponsible. So, brothers and sisters, the same thing that the devil is attacking me when I'm trying to grow in the Lord and walk in the Lord is the same thing that he's going to do for each and every one of you. Why I say that is the faith that we have requires us to also know where we are, what we should do. Let's look at the story of our three friends of Daniel. We go to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Daniel, chapter 3. Here we see the story of Nebuchadnezzar, right, building an image of gold, right? And from there, he won everyone to worship him. But what happened to the three friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Let's go down to verse 8. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, and ye fall not and worship the image which I made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Look at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. This is how that when we have that closeness of God, right, that experience, we will know how to answer when we are given in whatever challenge the enemy will put us and put us to a place, even if our life is going to give up for the Lord. Amen? Amen? Yeah. So, see, the kind of relationship that they had was so close, right, that let it be the will of God. If I die, I die for God, you know, all glory to the Lord. Right? Praise God. So truly, when we are serving the Lord, if we, our life, we need to be a sacrifice for our brethren, then so be it. Give God the glory. Right? So, here, we're talking about why are they able to do it? Deep in their mind, and the kind of things that they have, every day they pray to the Lord, right? You see how Daniel prayed, right? Three times a day, and they are so close to the Lord, whatever comes, right? It doesn't change their position. It doesn't change where they are. So it's the same. Our life here must be so close to the Lord that whatever trials we face that the devil throws at us, it will be the same kind of closeness that we have when we serve the Lord, when He takes us into the millennium. There's no difference. Correct? Why? The only difference is that this is a physical body. We haven't died yet. Correct? We haven't put on immortality. So that is the same kind of promise that God is giving us, that the kingdom of God is within you. So, we must, as a child of God, know our position, grow into it, and don't let Satan deceive you. So, why are we facing so much trial and testing? It is, remember what the Lord said when He came and He gave us the Comforter, correct? It's for us, He wants to destroy the works of the devil, right? Correct? That is what we are here for, to destroy the works of the devil, right? That's why God wants us to know our position, to know how to, when we are kind of like make a mistake, right? Our mind got swayed away. Restore yourself by renewing of your mind and know where your position is. So once we can understand the Word of God, okay, and once we can realize what we are, then we are slightly ahead, right, in this warfare. But you must know that you can never live your life beyond what you believe in. That means if you still cannot believe it, right? And you, despite all that I said, you still cannot see that you got the belief, correct? And claim the promises of God, and your faith must act on it. Then how are you going to win the battle? But you know what the devil will do? The devil will go the other way around. Oh yeah, you think you are a child of God? The reality, right? The current trial and testing that you have, is it going to disappear overnight? You'll still be there, correct? Where is the position to change? You as a child of God, when you renew your mind, when you go to the presence of God and able to have the peace of God, whatever trial that is hurting you, right, that is torturing you or suffering that you're going through, if you keep on dwelling on the pain and the hurt, it will stay there, right? What must you do, correct? If it is the will of God, let us share that message, right? For me to give my life for God, let it be for the glory of God. Your mind and your position change when you surrender to God, correct? Yeah. So, to the world, they can never believe it, correct? How can you be a Christian and then God, you suffer like that? This is ridiculous. I don't want a faith or a religion that make me suffer. But the purpose of us is because of the mercy and the grace of God, because of His example that He shared, willing even to come down to feel our pain, to take all the torture and the brutaling and the hurt on the cross of Calvary. Not that we are worthy of anything, but all the pain that He suffered is because He loved us. Correct? That's the kind of love that He has. And He is bringing us, giving us His Holy Spirit for us to manifest the same love. Correct? So that we can even take the same pain, the same hurt, correct? Even to the same shame that we got to go through. Why? Because if our Lord can do it for us, what is it for us? Correct? Because He loves us and we want to be like Him and follow Him. So, don't think for once that your suffering and pain will just disappear overnight, right? But the other way around, because of your position, when you renew your mind with God's presence in you and His Word and His love for you, He's there with you every to see you through the pain, right? And all the kind of all the martyrs and all the Christians that died being a martyr will always bring us to memory Revelation chapter 12 verse 10. Right? Let's go there. Right? I think it's a beautiful verse. Revelation chapter 12 verse 10. Okay, I start from verse 9. Yeah? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He has cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. Praise God. See? So this is what the Lord is telling us and wants us to always remember. Right? The battle is in the mind. The challenges and the conflicts is all in the mind. Okay? If we can renew the mind with the Spirit of God, with the Word of God, through your prayer and your constant relationship with God in His presence every day, nothing will stand in your way because God has taken over. Amen. Eh? And your life will be a testimony through the trials, through the pain. And that's what Brother Joshua was sharing about Brother Rolly. He was talking to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, it is time, right? And the news just came. This is how good our God is. Right? He knows how much you can take it, and He'll be there at the right time and the right moment to see you through. Right? Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, for us, we got to always bring our attention to this spiritual walk with the Lord, the walk of faith that we have. We must always remember the Word of God. It is going to guide you every step of the way to help you grow in your maturity. So, when we are dealing with human beings or dealing with mankind, what they can choose to remember or choose not to remember is going to either help them or destroy them. Right? So this is a reality. Okay? See how when the Jews went through the Holocaust, the devil is trying very hard to destroy all the evidence. Okay? And we, if not for God's hand, right, that he can, even in US now, they had a museum about what happened in the Holocaust. The memory of the suffering and the wrongs has a purpose. But when you go through, the author of the book, Night, is Elie Wiesel. He was there with his father, and he saw how his father was tortured to death, right? And if not for what he was brought up in the Jewish belief, that he got to know of God, but he keep asking himself, right? How can this thing be? So for us, brothers and sisters, the way we look at the Lord and the how the Lord moved, you must always see it from the perspective of God and from the counsel of God. Remember I told you in Isaiah 46, verse 8 to 10, right? Right from the beginning, when God was dealing with the children of Israel, God desired a relationship. Right? Why did he choose men? He can always have the angels, right? They are always obedient. I mean, they also tested, okay? Yeah, but God don't want robots. If God is willing to choose men and make men, correct, have the free choice to choose, okay? Then they can willingly recognize their Creator and enter into a relationship with Him. So for us, you got to know that right from that stage, we saw in Genesis 6 how the world go into sin because of what the fall in the Garden of Eden, right? What was lost was that relationship with God, right? And that's where the flaming sword, right, was actually guarding the Garden of Eden. But remember we read, the first Adam caused death, but the second Adam gave us life, correct? What was given? It was on the cross of Calvary. Satan thought he has won the battle, right? But when Christ died and the blood was shed, the victory over there was given and he was resurrected. Correct? So that is the kind of power that we're going to have because he promised he will come back into us and teach us all things. The Lord says that, I can't teach you everything now because it's too much for you, right? But when the Holy Ghost comes, right, he'll bring it into remembrance. You don't even need to think what you should say or you should answer when they persecute you and bring you in front of all the magistrates. That's how the Lord will work. So the Spirit of God in us, right, beside His Spirit speaking to us, the Word of God is what the Spirit is always bringing us into remembrance, right? We always cannot remember things, right? So, Psalms 23, the Lord is your shepherd, right? Yeah. Then, Psalms 91, you're in trouble. Okay, right? You're hiding under the shadows of the Almighty. These are all words that God is always promising you. But for us, we must learn to know that the mind, right? Whether you are going in the path of renewal to victory, or you are filling your mind with all the failures and the hurt, right? You are going to get yourself into trouble. Okay, right? So the warfare in the mind is a reality. Don't underestimate it. Then, the other thing is, when we are looking at this, your walk with the Lord, the holiness that the Lord wants us to, we know when you come to the presence of God, if you have sin in you, or you have immorality, you can never get your mind, right, to come to a state of peace to talk to God. It is very obvious. Right? Because the presence of God will convict you of your sin. Right? And you must confess your sin. right? And willing to humble yourself down because the Lord is going to deal with you. Okay? If you refuse, what's next? Look at the children of Israel, right? It's Isaiah 46 was a period where they're going to be all sent to Babylon as slaves. Correct? When God tell them, they refuse to listen. Okay? Then when they refuse to obey the commandments of God, refuse to even bow down to God, God will bring all this pain and suffering. The sufferings are for a purpose. Is to bring you back to Him. You know, when there are two ways that we are, when we communicate with God, right? Sometimes we prefer, like, be still and know that I'm God. Right? That's one way, yeah? When we go to our quiet corner. There's the other way, right? Where God is not asking for a quiet corner, right? God is asking you, right, when you're suffering, when you're really in your pain, you're down on your knees to your last resort. You pray, it doesn't work. You fast doesn't work, right? You got to keep doing it, right? Until God come down. When you're in your pain, right, God is not whispering to you. God is shouting to you, okay? Right? That's the way God works, okay? Because we must recognize that when our Father chastens us, it's for our good, right? What's the word to use? When we are stubborn, correct, and when we are refusing to admit that we are at fault, okay, it's like trying to do the same thing using the same step and the same method, and then say that it will change. That means a person is mad if you see someone standing at the door and then keep on banging at the door, I mean, thinking that that will solve his problem, right? If you keep on banging and then the door just cannot open, correct, it's like a madman banging at the door. So it's the same for a child of God. If God is trying to teach you something, right, and God is trying to, but if you stubbornly refuse to do it, right, you are just trying to tell God, right, that do it my way. You know what I mean? And that is the worst thing you can be in, right? To be deceived, right, to a state where you think that you are not wrong, right, and you're better than God. Don't do that, right? So that's why the Bible says that we ought to pray and watch. Your watch is not it's a 24/7, right? Day and night. Why? Because the devil is very subtle. He will use all this to actually try and draw you away from God. It can come in many aspects of your life, whether it is your home, your work, right, the church, or your family or your friends, all right? Whoever he can do, he's going to trouble you. Okay, because he's not going to leave you alone. You can win today, right? But he's going to come back. Why? Because you're still, right, living the life for Christ and winning the battle for him. Okay, so the winning of the battle of the mind is something that we have to be very aware of, and we must know. Okay, the Lord also remind the children of Israel, the experience that you have when you were in Egypt and when you were going through the 40 years, you can find that in Exodus 22, verse 20, where he even reminded them that do not mistreat the strangers. So, brothers and sisters, Exodus chapter 22, Exodus 22, oops, I got it wrong. Do not mistreat strangers. Remember that once you were a stranger. Maybe try Deuteronomy 10:19. It's the same there. But in essence, God is trying to bring them to remembrance that, you know, what you have gone through, don't forget. And don't go and ill-treat another foreigner who is going through what you have gone through before. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Right? So your remembrance and your memory in different parts of your growth state, in your walk with the Lord, is to help you to help another brethren. Right? Go grow and walk in the Lord. In this way, the Lord is glorified when we help one another and carry each other's burden, help them move along. So We all know, we go to Isaiah 55, verse 9. We read from verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, you got to know the mind of God. You got to know that He wants to have a family. Okay? If He's going to stop at two, He won't ask them to be fruitful and multiply. Correct? So, when God is dealing with it within a family, it's the same here. When the Lord says, it's necessary for me to go. When I go, the Spirit will come, correct? He will do even more things than what I'm doing. Look at what the miracles that Peter, they've done, and John, they've done. There's much more than what the Lord has done, right? So, the whole events of our spiritual warfare in the early churches, all the way down through the churches, it's the same thing, right? The more the devil attacks, right, the more the Lord will reveal to His believers, and the Holy Spirit will help them to actually go through the trials and the suffering, stand by one another, and the pain and the suffering all become ineffective because of the love of God and the presence of God. So that is the secret, right? That is the importance of bringing your mind to remembrance that when we are walking with the Lord, we must always know that God wants you to experience the power of His presence, the power of His Word, so that all your negative hurts, pain and suffering is nothing compared to what He has done on the cross of Calvary for us. Amen. So, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 16 to 21. And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, beside you as an individual, brothers and sisters, God is building His building. Each and every one of you are one of those lively stones. Correct? You are the holy priesthood. You are citizens of God. Correct? So, this is important because the way God is going to build us up to help us move along is through the testimonies and the encouragement we have for one another, to be responsible for one another, to take care of one another, to move along. Why it is going to be a stronghold? Because when you have like-minded children of God, right, coming together to worship the Lord, the power of God will manifest even greater. See, in the book of Corinthians, we see the gifts that God gave, correct? Yeah, times for see, it's not given to one person, right? All the gifts are given to the body of Christ, correct? That's how the Lord is going to work, okay? So, when we are watching the manifestation of God in this area, you've got to recognize that it is Christ in the church, right? First is Christ in you. That you must recognize. It is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that's in you that you're going to grow and going to attain. Next, it is actually Christ in His church. That's how each and every one of us can be warfare, a disciple to help one another, walk this walk together to help one another conquer against the enemy attack. The mind, when it is alone, okay, right? You don't have the counseling, you don't have the community, you don't have the strength. So when we are fighting this warfare, right, you must know that sometimes the stronghold of the mind, right, that whatever condition that the sinner became a child of God, it takes time for that new believer who might be entangled in quite a lot of, be it satanic attack or be it all those witchcraft, it will take time for them, and it takes prayer and it takes a warfare to fight this spiritual warfare together. You understand what I mean? So the ability to recognize the Spirit of God working through us, as is shown here, right, in Ephesians 2, it is actually, we are all built together on the foundation of the apostles and prophets in Jesus Christ. So, your truth and your understanding of truth, right, in every aspect of the Christian walk, your discernment of reality versus deception, lies versus deceit, correct? You know, the devil is not going to just leave you alone. He can be so subtle that he can actually cause you to fall away, right? By bringing someone else into your life, maybe you end up marrying an unbeliever. You know what I mean? And he will attack you from there. And that kind of trial and testing is more complicated. It can be from your family. It can be maybe the parent is in witchcraft, satanic work, you know. And then the child becomes a Christian. The kind of attack is even more threatening. So the environment, the warfare that we are fighting, you got to know your position and how you should know your enemies and fight it, correct, from the knowledge of God's word with the prayer and the support of the Church of God, right, and the ministers and the fivefold ministry. You are fighting a spiritual warfare. You're not playing a game, right? Not computer warfare, correct? So this is what we are saying, that the lies that he come to destroy the truth in God's word is, you know, we all know the problem with the U.S., right? How they lower their standard, they remove the word of God's word from the schools, and then they promoted gay, lesbian, you know, and all that kind of... So this is what we call, you know, the devil, when he is attacking something, is not, you know, your... just like we see in the church age, right? The apostles in the early AD 300, the Trinity came in, the king wanted to take over, help the Pope, Roman Catholicism spread. It's that same spirit. You understand what I mean? Right? So he will come and bring in a little bit of lies, a little bit of lowering your guard. You look at Solomon, he was so wise, right? But in the end, what happened? Right? So this is how, you know, Satan says you can win now, correct? As long as still not this world, right? He's still going to come back at you, right? So we must be on guard. The warfare is a reality. So when you lower your attitude towards immorality, what will happen? When you lower your guard, okay? Nothing wrong, you know? Maybe this time around, wear a bit of pants, no problem. Correct? You lower your guard towards to hate sin, you know what I mean, right? But immorality to you, never mind. It will eat into you, you know what I'm saying, right? The kind of thoughts, the kind of attitude that we close one eye, you know, right? Or we let go. That's not the way when we come to the truth. Correct? If it is the Word of God, and the Word of God taught us, correct, how we should behave, that's the Word of God. How am I going to go around telling you what is right? I'm not army trained, or you're not in a military unit where I'm the encik and tell you, fall in, right? And I make sure all your haircut are cut in the same way, right? If I can do that, that's one way, but I don't think God works this way, correct? It's not. It's you. But it is also something that we do not want to reach a stage to expect a young child to be able to don on a sword and go and fight, you know, with the enemy, right? They need time to grow. They need to learn how to handle the word of God and use the word of God for their victory. So the drawing of the sword, right, and the warfare that you're fighting, it is something that we got to train, we got to work on it, we got to watch it every day. So like, for example, before you step out of your house, you commit the day to the Lord, right? Or before you even get up from your bed or you go to sleep, you commit to the Lord. Even in your sleep at night, if you cannot sleep at night, then you ask the Lord to give you a good night's sleep, correct? Because Satan's not going to leave you alone. He will flood you with all, you had a bad time, to give you all the nightmares and all that kind of thing, correct? But what is the word of God say? Right? His angels will guide you, right? And there will be wall of fire surrounding you, correct? So you claim the promises of God. So what I'm bringing out is your environment, your mind and your attitude towards the teaching and the word of God. Be sincere with God.
Amen.
Right? Be sincere. Be obedient. If whether you like it or not, if God says so, obey Him. Do it for God. Right? If He can do it for you on the cross of Calvary, what is it for you that you can't do to give back to Him? Once you renew your mind and you apply that to letting God be number one. Okay? Everything you do, you ask yourself, if Christ is in me now, what will He do? Correct? That is a world of difference. Okay? So, the devil, what he will do is, he will come at you, you rob you of this, whether he will take away your time, take away your, all the peace that you have, he will just snatch it away. Correct? Why? Because he cannot win you by deceiving you. He will keep you busy and flood you with all kinds of things until you don't have time for God. Correct? So this is reality. Correct? We have to be real. We have to be sure that this is what we are fighting. We go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. What was the Apostle Paul doing here? He was saying that you must be face the reality. Yeah? If you are angry, means you are angry. Right? Okay? Don't bluff yourself that I'm not angry. Okay? But if you are not facing the reality, the burden that you have, the pain that you have, I cannot tell you, no, it's not true. You know, just believe in God, you all disappear. Correct? So Paul is saying that, be real. Okay? But when you are angry, okay, you do not sin. You can be angry against sin. Correct? But don't be angry the wrong way, right? Okay? So, to love God and to treasure the holiness of God until we hate sin, that's a wonderful thing to have, to be angry with sin. Because it is destroying all the works that the Lord is doing, correct? So, the second part to it, he says here is, neither give place to the devil, right? So, when we are going on this warfare and this war, the more we are closer to the Lord, the more the enemy is not going to leave us alone. He's going to come at you at any opportunity that he has, is to pull you away, to fall. Okay? So, we must remember this warfare is real. And the victory can only be when we are watchful, right? We are every moment, because for King David to be winning so many battles, suddenly he just, I don't know what God is doing, to number the children of Israel, right? Yeah, to sin against God, or to fall, right? To look at Bathsheba. So, God is a God that will teach us, and I'm sure we all really appreciate His love and His care. So, when we go through this renewal of the mind, bringing our mind into remembrance, you must know that when you are dealing with emotions, right, you mustn't suppress yourself. Suppressing your emotion is not going to help you. okay, then do not be, must be discerning, do not be indiscriminate in the way your expression of things. When, okay, I must admit that when I was young, when I'm angry, correct, I can be very childish, I lose control of myself, and correct? When I'm old, correct, I still what I am, correct, means that if I'm going to get angry and get stubborn because I didn't get what I want, I still behave like a little child, right? So they said, grow up, correct? That's a fact, correct? So it's the same, it's all the same mind, right, that we have, how we want to choose it, how we want, what do we want to listen? So for us, within the family of God, when we are young, correct, we grow, you know, we rejoice in the Lord, we worship the Lord. When we get older, we help one another along, right? Just like your parents, right? When you got two siblings, the elder one will look after the younger one, correct? And they help out with the parents. That is a fact, correct? So that process of helping one another is what God is looking at within the church of God, right? Take care of your one another, right? But different culture, different environment teaches differently, correct? So in US they say leave the house, correct? But in Asia, no, right? But cannot be 30, 40 years old and still in the house, correct? Don't want to start a family, then something is wrong, correct? Then go back to basic. Cannot be mommy and daddy do all the work, right? You can wash the dishes, right? You can clean up the house, right? So this is basic, right? So what we call when we are learning, when we are growing, you got to take responsibility, right? You got to help yourself to do something for God. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God, right? Don't do it for yourself. Don't be calculated. Don't take advantage of your nice brother or your nice sister, right? Or don't take care of. This is what we call, as young ones, we learn, we contribute. We can sing, we can pray, we can worship the Lord, right? So this is important. Then, when we are aware, right, of the reality of the hurt and the pain, okay, if you got your time, you can read Psalms 109. David was very angry in 109. That's all the wicked and all that. We won't go into it, you can't go into it, right? Sometimes when we are angry, we really cry unto the Lord. But don't give place to the devil. So what do we do? You need to know how to heal your emotional wounds. Okay? Things that hurt you, things that... we go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 says that, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. You know, whatever emotional wounds that you have, if we can always remember our Lord Jesus Christ offered it for us to sanctify us, right? We ought to recognize that fact and apply the same to let it go. Okay? You see from Galatians chapter 6, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. Amen. So, we must bear one another's burden, and it is truly, truly the forgiveness that the Lord has given us, and we learn to forgive the brethren, we will be able to overcome. So the emotional wounds will be healed. We go to also look at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. Here it says, Proverbs 17, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separate very friends. That means closest of friends. So we don't repeat and keep bringing out the hurts and the transgressions. We've got to separate, right? And keep on bringing out the emotional hurts. And it's not going to help. Okay? Then, in Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 34. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 24. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies,
Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smite thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asks of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. We go to verse 35. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. For your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful, and to the evil. And be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Verse 37, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For what with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Truly, brothers and sisters, we thank God that the Lord really is so wonderful. He has given us all the promises, right? All His Holy Spirit, all His love, teaching us to overcome and be a victorious child of God. We should be always victorious over the enemy. We should always bring to remembrance the good things of the Word of God to help us to know how much our Heavenly Father loves us. Whatever suffering that we have, whatever pain, the process is to make us a better person, submitting to the Lord, obeying His Word, to forgive and to help one another along. So, when we deal with all this, this is how the Lord will lift us higher. But don't fall into the situation where all the good things that you have, okay, people just reject it. You understand what I mean? We as a child of God, we are going to deal with rejection in your relationship. Right? It is Satan's intent. See? And in the first place, as a child of God, the world has rejected us. Correct? Okay? Then, God warned us that don't judge another man's servant. Right? So, don't fall into the trap of being caught up, turned around, and then we end up feeling rejected, okay? And all the good things that we do, anytime we get rejected. So, how do we phrase it? If, I'm trying to say that when we do good, when we do a good deed, the sinner didn't receive it, they just reject us. Okay? And we keep doing it because of the love of God in us. Okay? But we'll reach a state of getting so upset, give up. You know why? Because you feel rejected because He always rejects you, right? Okay, that's what it meant by when we are a child of God, we must learn to minister the grace that God has given us. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So, brothers and sisters, how is this possible? You go and look at verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malaise.
Don't let all this come unto you. In verse 32 he says, be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I will close here. Shall we all stand? Let's bow our heads and give God the glory. Father, I thank Thee, Lord, for this little sharing, O God. Lord, truly we are so honored and blessed, Lord, to be a child of God, to have You within us, and Your Word always guiding us, leading us each step of the way. Lord, we are so honored, O God. May You continue to renew our mind, to learn to surrender to You, to learn to have that love of God, to help us go through all the pains and the suffering, because You have set us the example as the elder brother. And each of this pain and suffering that we go through is for us to experience more of Thy presence of God, to experience more of the grace of God, so that we can help one another, help another brethren to keep watch and bring them along as we walk in this path towards You. Lord, each and every one of us, our life here on earth, is to be a light for You, to be a salt unto this world, to live a life glorifying God because Christ is in us. We can love our enemies. We can forgive our enemies for all that they have done because You love us. Lord, we are so blessed and honored, O God, to be a child of God, and we want to continue to claim the victory. You watch over us, O God. We do not want to be careless or negligent. Help us to have the spirit of discernment, O God, to see how Your Spirit is leading us so that we will not fall. We want to learn to always be reminded of Your Word, reminded of Thy goodness, O God, and the power of what You have done in our lives. Lord, we give Thee all the praise and glory. We are very thankful. We are very blessed. And truly, Lord, it is a great honor to be a child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, may You break down the words to the hearts of my brethren. And may You be with us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to draw closer to You every day. Lord, heal every wound, O God. Heal every emotional wounds, everything that can be hindering us. But we learn, Lord, to do it, to look towards You. Let the love of God be in our hearts. Let us, Lord, live our life. If we need to, we will get to give it just like You for our brethren. Because we love You, Lord, and Your love is in us. We praise Thee, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Praise